Hey there, awesome people. It's your boy Asher Blake here, back with another dose of Mental Toolbox. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a Formula One car on caffeine, and you're just trying to stay afloat in the chaos? Yeah, that's anxiety talking. And let me tell you, it's something we all deal with. But what if I told you there was a superpower, a secret weapon against those anxious thoughts and feelings? It's called mindfulness, and trust me, it's more accessible than your favorite streaming service. So buckle up, because today we're diving into the world of mindfulness and learning how to transform anxiety into calm. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness? Isn't that all about meditating on a mountaintop in a saffron robe? Nah, friend. Mindfulness is way more chill than that. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a busy highway, constantly buzzing with thoughts and worries. Mindfulness is like stepping off the highway, taking a deep breath, and just observing the world around you. Okay, but how does that actually help with anxiety? Well, when we're anxious, our minds tend to get stuck in the past or future, replaying old hurts or worrying about what might happen. Mindfulness helps us anchor ourselves in the present moment, where the only thing that truly exists is right here, right now. By focusing on our breath, our senses, and our surroundings, we can break free from those anxious thought loops and find a sense of peace. And the best part? It doesn't require any special equipment or a lifetime commitment to yoga. You can practice mindfulness anywhere, anytime. Whether you're waiting in line at the grocery store, stuck in traffic, or even just taking a shower, there are simple techniques you can use to bring yourself back to the present moment. Let's break down some key takeaways. First, anxiety is normal. It doesn't define you. It's like having a cranky roommate. Sometimes it's annoying, but it's not who you are at your core. Second, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's about becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You acknowledge they're there, but you don't cling to them or let them dictate your mood. Third, even a few minutes of mindfulness practice can make a difference. Start small. Maybe focus on your breath for 5 minutes each morning. You can find guided meditations online, download apps, or simply take a few moments to observe the sensations in your body and the sounds around you. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. Learning to manage anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing and celebrating those small victories along the way. Okay, picture this. You're walking into a meeting feeling super stressed about presenting your ideas. Your heart's racing, palms are sweaty, and you can practically hear your anxiety whispering doubts in your ear. Suddenly, you remember that mindfulness trick we talked about. So, before you even open your mouth, take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest. You notice the cool air entering your nostrils, grounding you in the present moment. You feel your shoulders relax slightly, and those racing thoughts start to calm down. Now, instead of presenting with fear, you're approaching it with clarity and confidence. See? Mindfulness is like having a secret weapon against those stressful moments. Remember, folks, mastering mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's about being kind to yourself, learning to navigate the ups and downs, and finding moments of calm amidst the chaos. So, take that first step today. Try practicing a few minutes of mindful breathing, or simply take a moment to appreciate the simple things around you. A warm cup of coffee, the laughter of loved ones, the feeling of sunlight on your skin. Those small acts of mindfulness can have a ripple effect throughout your day. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of calm in their life. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.